Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're in a weird place with the Guardians right now. At a place so weird that Zach Meisel is as flustered and frustrated as I've ever heard. Zach Meisel, here's him on his Selby is Godcast podcast.
They make it so hard to talk about them because so many of the flaws are self-inflicted. Or if you don't want to criticize the front office and ownership for maybe not doing more over the offseason or not trading prospects for established big league talent, then we could spend the next 45 minutes talking about their continued failure at developing position player prospects. It's a whole organizational thing. The counter argument to everything I'm saying is that, well, like, they've been a winning team since blah, 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 and they've made the playoffs in this many years. And yeah, that's more aggravating, I think, to people. Because you're shown that, like, you can do enough to get there, but you can't do more. You can't take the next steps. You can't improve yourself organizationally to the level that you don't have to hang your hat on that. Not only are they miserable and struggling, but my God, are they a boring brand of baseball to watch right now.
You had home remodelers in your home yesterday. And you were inundated with a couple of, inundated is the wrong word, but what the hell. You had people in your home who were not fans of Cleveland sports. Please make the comparison if you will, because I think it's an apt one.
Yeah, these guys working were from Pittsburgh. And by the way, I had no idea who Andrew Filippone was, which I thought was embarrassing. But they are big sports fans, huge
Steelers
fans. Not
embarrassing for them, embarrassing
right.
for Pony.
Oh, yeah. In the worst way possible. Send this clip over to Pony. Yes. I mean, you've got to figure that out. Anyway, so he's talking about how they're not excited at all. I'm like, well, you just got Aaron Rodgers. What are you talking about? How could you not be excited? Even if you don't think Aaron Rodgers...
figure that out.
even if you don't think Aaron Rodgers... I mean, these guys are in work vehicles all day. I've never heard Andrew Filippone. It's really connecting to your listeners. Your blue-collar workers.
Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm sitting there going, how could you not be excited? Like, it's a new quarterback again. There's always new excitement with a new quarterback, especially one... That's a Hall of Fame talent. We just hear people, we've had people on the station say he's still got the arm talent. So what's not exciting about that? And he's like, yeah, we think we'll just be decent, but no chance to win anything in the playoffs. We'll make the playoffs and that's it. And I'm like, man, that is just such a different state of affairs than I'm used to. But then I'm like, wait a second, is that where the Guardians are at now? Where making the playoffs just doesn't seem to titillate the fans the way we thought it maybe should in this city.
I think you're right. Apathy seems to be setting in for a lot of fans. And I kind of want to ask, has apathy set in for you? I mean, I'm hearing us talk about, I got a spicy one at 8:45 I have to shoot right down out of the sky about the Cleveland Guardians. That is, we're talking about sacred cows here with one idea that some fans have. And I'm not going to say it yet. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to be world-rocking coming up at 8:45 this morning. But talking about trading Stephen Kwan, talking about trading Emmanuel Clase, bringing whoever up, it's still a 500 ball club. You're only a game out of the wild card as of going into yesterday. There were games in Major League Baseball yesterday, so I'd have to take another look at that. But I ask, has apathy set in? But is it rightfully so that the apathy is set in? Because I also say, well, I don't think that they're going to make any trades to add to this ball club. In fact, I probably think that if they were going to trade anything, they would trade players away. So why should fans get themselves excited? And to say that they are the Pittsburgh Steelers of Major League Baseball is about as right as you possibly can be. They don't fire coaches. They don't fire guys in the front office. They bump up guys in the front office. They leave on good terms in their front office. They're usually pretty good at drafting. They're usually pretty good at talent acquisitions, which are free agents or trade deadline players that can help fill in and do some good things for them. But they're never taken dreadfully seriously. They play well enough to get your hopes up for a moment, to get you to love them, but then there's a problem with that. But there's a tremendous difference. The NFL is still set up in a way that if you had everything that the Guardians have, you should be a perennial contender and you should probably win Super Bowls. In Major League Baseball, you still can't guarantee any of this for a long period of time. So I still have to treat the postseason, because of the system that they're in, I still have to treat it as special. And you could have it in the back of your mind and think, yeah, you know, they're probably not going to go that far. They probably wouldn't go that far if they made the postseason this year. But I think considering everything that they've been through so far this year, if they were to make the postseason right now, I think that'd be an accomplishment for the Guardians.
Well, if... correct me if I'm wrong. I've always thought, you know, every sport is different and every setup is different, especially depending on who your team is, who your owner is, what the state of affairs is. There's 30 different reasons to hate every owner in sports. So let me ask you this when it comes to just the Guardians'
yeah.
philosophy. Because we start talking about whether apathy could be setting in with a team that, by the way, is played terrible baseball now for a while. For the last 3 weeks, they've been awful, awful. They're one game out of the wild card. Now, that has more to do probably with just the logjam of, you know, the wild card situation in the American League. Clearly, they're not winning the division. I mean, Detroit is running away with this thing and have the best record in baseball still, I believe. Isn't the whole philosophy, we're never going to have a payroll here. That's just a reality of what it is. And I'm convinced, by the way, even when ownership changes, I don't think we're going to have some huge payroll. It'll get bumped up. I don't think it's going to be anywhere near what fans would hope it is. So in this town, in this market, in this state of affairs of Major League Baseball, at least we'll see what happens after, if there's a lockout or work stoppage, whatever, that just...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get into the playoffs by any means necessary. And once you're in the playoffs, you're hoping that the crapshoot of Major League Baseball will allow you to have some magic.
If you were...
Isn't that the whole...
That is.
And by the way, isn't that the case for most of baseball?
Yeah.
Isn't that how most of baseball is operating?
Well, I think that that's part of the problem, is that I think it's not just apathy with the Guardians fans, which I'm talking about the general fan. I think that there's some guys who are baseball first listening to this who are disgusted about hearing about apathy about the Cleveland Guardians. Absolutely 100% true. But I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to the general fan in Cleveland, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. I'm talking to that general fan out there anyway, because the general fan, they have a chance to get passionate about football. Football's number one for all the country, and it seems to be on an even playing field. Baseball, it's not always on an even playing field. L.A., both New York teams, they're on a different level. They're just on a different level right now. The Cubs, they might have the wherewithal to be on a different level. You would think Boston would, but they're just, they're ripping away salary and they're investing in the wrong people, whatever it might be. I don't know. That's their problem, not mine. The teams that seem to have an actual chance to do it are doing it. The other teams, I think they're just trying to survive throughout this and trying to make a good show of it. That's why I think that the whole, well, you never know with baseball, how many times has the team spent the most money actually won the World Series? Yeah, it's a great point back then. But before these TV deals all went to hell, these regional TV deals, I say, yeah, watch it be the Dodgers, Yankees, or Mets here over the next 5 years. One of those three teams. That's not good for your sport, no matter how much money you're counting publicly.
Would they rather have the Guardians load up every... 5 seasons on payroll and just, hey, this is our shot. And then we fade away into irrelevance those other years. Because I don't think this town, I don't think baseball could be sustainable.
No, I don't think they could survive it. I think that it would change. If you were to find a floor and a cap, which is something we've talked about like crazy, if you were to find a floor and a cap, then yeah, I think that there might be an argument to be made about stale baseball, stale competition like what you've had with the Steelers. But this is all made. The Steelers aren't afraid anybody else is going to spend more money. They can spend the money. It's just whether or not that they've been led by the wrong guy or the guy who's become the wrong guy too long, the wrong people too long. If they haven't replaced the guys they needed to replace fast enough yet. With us, it's like, hey, you can do these things and you can get a little better here and a little better there, but it always seems to be in bad timing. And we're never going to be a team that's able to buy because we can't afford. And so when you are in a league that is capped now, hey, the Cavs can afford. And a lot of teams now, because of the second apron, they can also afford. It makes it a little bit easier for everybody. Now, I still think that you need a Titan to go after, but if I know in my heart of hearts that I don't even have a chance to go after those teams, or if I feel that way, then I'm not going to be able to draw as much general interest. So if we've said it a million times, if the Dolans owned an NFL franchise, hey, you'd be as good as anybody out there. The Dolans own a Major League Baseball franchise, and you only have so much money that you're going to be able to work with. Yeah, I know about the Dolan family trust and everything. That ain't Paul Dolan's money. But you only have so much money that you're going to work with, and you're not going to spend into the red because it's going to be run like a business. And so I, as a fan, have to deal with that, and I don't think fans should have to talk about the business end of it
all
the time.
So do you think if
they're one game,
if they're hovering around the wild card all summer long, but they're just not playing great baseball? It seems like that'll be doable. Is that not going to be enough for fans to be interested?
I think it'll be enough for fans to be frustrated to a level before football and basketball start.
Oh, and you're shaking your head.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough.
They've been hovering around the wild card since 2013.
Yeah.
And I've been to the ballpark enough to know that nobody's there. Unless they go out and make these huge runs. They've got to be in charge of the division.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, you can hover around the wild card.
So they'll just wait for the playoffs. And then once the playoffs start, it's all in again.
Because it's a playoff team. It's a Cleveland team that has a chance.
If you believe that this team's making the playoffs right now.
But that's what Owen's saying. They'll show up, but they can't guarantee that team's going to make the playoffs. The team started out really well last year. They want to pay off on that this year. You're not going to get it because, I think it's a valid excuse about their television deal not being able to fulfill their payroll. But this is just the fact of the matter of what they're going through right now, and we have to deal with it as fans, even though it's immensely frustrating because you don't want to hear about how poor millionaires are. So you're hitting your head against a wall going, why do I always have to talk about the business of the game? I don't always have to do that in the NBA. Now's the time to do that. I don't have to do that during the season. You don't have to do that during the NFL season. I mean, honestly, what cost the Browns more? Was it the Deshaun Watson money or was it the picks? It was the picks. They got the money and they always find a way to get the money. So that doesn't matter. That's why people get hooked on football. Because anybody in any city that has any allegiance to any NFL team feels like they have a shot, and it's a conversation we have constantly. So until Major League Baseball fixes that, then we're going to be still mired in this where I have a great franchise that's ran by smart people that has one of the all-time great Cleveland athletes playing on it, and will continue to have the same frustrations as we've had ever since the station started, unless something gets fixed. And I know that because I think we had the same conversation 2 weeks ago. So it never changes. Because it's summertime, and I got to talk about the baseball here that's going on, and the baseball hadn't been very good so far lately. And it's frustrating to a lot of people because you're supposed to be a defending divisional champion.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.